It's Bougie Night In. This kind love, yeah. Oh, wait. Hey guys, what's up? It's your girl Wayuma back in Bougie Night In. It's been a minute. I'm not gonna lie, girls. It's been a minute. If you're one of the girls that was here from since 2020, back when what was it called again? That thing that happened to us. Oof, COVID. Yeah, COVID. If you were here, COVID time, you would know. Like, this was Bougie and Boozy. Knowing I don't drink. So I definitely needed a reinvention because I definitely do not drink. And I don't know why I put Boozy. I'm back. And I feel like I'm just being more open with you guys. Because before, I wasn't really being open. I feel like I was being surface. I feel like I was just saying the things that the other girls were saying. And not being super transparent with you guys. Because even though like a lot of things with production and certain people didn't work out, I felt like that shouldn't have made me lose my focus when it comes to this platform, because I made this platform for a reason. And the platform, in the beginning, it was helping a lot of women. A lot of women was messaging me saying, oh, like, I love the podcast. This influenced me to do this. This helped me get off my bum and actually do some work, put some work in, because if I don't put in the work, nobody else will put in the work. So even when I wasn't even posting, like, 2 years after, a year after, 2 years after, months later, people was hitting me up like, when is the next episode? Like, why did you stop? Like, when, and I keep saying on my personal page, oh, the episode is coming up, episode is coming up, and nothing comes out. So I finally got the urge to actually get off my bum and actually put myself to work, because I was telling you guys to do it and now I have to do it. And I feel like the need for perfection really messed me up, because perfection, now it's like I know what I'm doing now. I don't need little things holding me back from really pushing out the real message that I want out there. So I was like, you know what? Forget about it. Forget all these perfect things that I want done. I'm just going to put out content because the girls need me. And the girls definitely need me, because I honestly feel like ever since pandemic happened, a lot of people been on podcasts. And I love this for y'all. I'm not hating, but a lot of people just talking about surface level relationship advice. And it's like, you guys are giving advice and you guys are not even married, not even in long-term relationships. You guys are in situationships giving out relationship advice. And I'm like, you know what? This is giving much is going on with the podcast, bro. I'm going to just step back and then like just focus on me, focus on the blog, focus on continuously posting and keeping you guys engaged with the page. At least if I'm not even doing the podcast, at least have you guys engaged with the page, right? But honestly, that wasn't enough. What really got me on here for real is, a lot of you guys may not know, okay? So my family, they're not from the US, they're from Africa. And that to me is Islam, and me being Muslim, and really getting on my deen. Because before, I would say I was on my deen, but I wasn't on my deen at the same time. Like, some of us go through phases and we get lost in the sauce. And, you know, I feel like I'm really back on my deen. Like, I'm really taking everything seriously. Like, I'm getting older. I'm not young anymore. Definitely getting older. And I feel like I'm getting old. I'm not even that old, but I feel like I'm getting old. So I watched a video of this clip of this young girl. I might just post it. Might not. A lot of you guys are like Christians and, you know, believe in other things, and I don't want to push Islam on you. You know, you believe what you want to believe in, and if you do want to convert, you think about converting, I'm open to that. But I'm just not the page that I just want to push that on y'all and make people feel uncomfortable. But I watched this video of this girl, and this young girl, she's way younger, like 5 years old. I said 5 years old. What? But she looked really young. Like, she looked like she could be one of my little sisters. And she was saying, a true believer are the ones that keep in mind that death is near. Like, tomorrow isn't promised. So when you think of tomorrow not being promised, you think of what's going to happen after you're 6 feet under. Like, everything just being out there, how you present yourself in this life right here, how you dress, having your bum, having your tush, having everything out for the world to see, speaking inappropriately, treating people terrible, you're done with this life, it's over. So my main purpose of the page was to create a large influence, have impact on a lot of women, a lot of brown women, because I honestly feel like we really need it. We're going through so much. We're faced with so much discrimination, being black, being of a certain religion, your skin tone, your features. Like, you just get talked down upon so much, even by your own people. So I just wanted to create a whole sisterhood, a digital sisterhood online community that we all could come and talk about anything without any filters. Obviously, we're being respectful to each other, but having no filters and just being open to each other, to our ideas, maybe do like events, do trips together, maybe, I don't know. But just more of me creating a community where I get to talk and I get to relate to other people and make people feel like they're not alone. Because I know when I was like at my lowest point at one time, I was really like sad, and I listened to podcasts. One of the things was I slept and I listened to podcasts, and listened to podcasts that was like really uplifting and reminding me about life, the purpose of life, the purpose of why I'm here. And the podcast really helped me out, you know, other than like just being closer to God. Podcast really helped me out. I thought I was going with this. Yo, I forgot where I was going with this. But yeah, the purpose, right? Purpose. So listening to that and seeing how podcasts got me through that, I wanted to do that to other people. I wanted to do that for other people. I want people to listen to my podcast, listen to my show. I don't even want to call my podcast a podcast. I want to call it a show because it's really my show. But I want people to listen to me and feel what I felt, what those people done for me. And that was really the main reason, honestly. Like, that was my main reason. I didn't want to come on here for clout, for clicks, to be lit, to be famous with money. Like, no, I wanted to have impact, like how people had impact on me in my life, in my thoughts, in my brain. So that was when I was going with this. And just thinking about how people are going to view me when I'm gone. Like, people's going to be like, oh, that's the girl that really helped me out. Like, she made an impact on my life. And I want my name to live on forever. I want people to remember me for doing my good talks, making sure that you're in this world and you know what you want to do. I'm not telling you what you want to do because I don't know what you want to do, but I could help push you to do things that you don't feel like doing because you're lazy, because you're depressed, because you're not feeling like it. I want you to get up and actually do what you want to do. Do and say what you was going to do. Like, yesterday, I was so determined to get these drinks from Trader Joe's, like the sparkling limeade from Trader Joe's that somebody put me onto. And it was like a storm outside yesterday, and I was walking in heels. Who told me to walk in heels? You know, I was doing the most. If you know me, I was doing the most. So I was walking in heels and I was tired. Like, I was just tired of walking. And I'm like, you know what? I want to go home. But I was like, you know what? I came out here for a reason. I had to do some documentations, whatever. But after the documentation, I could have went home. But I'm like, no, I came out here to get this too. And I really walked. I really walked so many blocks. So many long blocks and hills, and it's raining and it's pouring, and my umbrella is like going the other way. Like, I was over it. Like, I was really over it, but I was so determined to do it. But that's like the main thing I'm trying to say is, like, once you have your mind on something, do it. Like, don't just sweat around, wait till it's, like me, like, I wait until everything is not even perfect as yet. And I'm still pushing out this content for today because I feel like I've been promising myself to push out this, and it's like, just delaying it. What am I delaying it for? I'm delaying it for tomorrow, for next week, for next month. Next month, I'm not promised. You know, and I pray every day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps me safe, that he grants me another day. And I thank him every day of why I'm so thankful for him. I thank him every day. What am I saying? Yeah, I thank him every day because I'm granted another day to live to actually show what I'm made of, show my purpose of being here, show that I'm just not here, just another number, just this laying on this earth, like just having no, just being useless. I don't want to be that. I want to be somebody of great impact. And that's why I wanted to make this like little mini audio for you guys, because I feel like I honestly wanted to do an actual video so you guys could see me on YouTube, see my face. Because I used to give out my face on Instagram stories. I used to post my face. If you guys don't know, my face is on the page. Like some of the reels, that's me. The girl, yeah, that's me with the big forehead. Sometimes I cover my forehead because my forehead is big. Okay, but blame the East African in me. But yeah, I post myself, but it's just like I feel like I'm not posting myself enough. Like I feel like you guys are still saying like, who is this girl behind the screen? Like who is this girl posting this stuff every day? Like who is this girl? And I want you guys to have a connection with me. That's why I honestly wanted to do a YouTube visual. I might do it tomorrow, inshallah. I'm gonna do it tomorrow, and I'll do like a video. If you guys, one depending on how you guys respond to this today, I'm gonna post it and I'm gonna promote it. And I want you guys to tell me if you guys want me to be on YouTube or just like remain on audio. Like, does it really matter? Because I'm gonna do other stuff. I'm gonna invite people on the show. I'm gonna talk to them, talk about like real life stuff. I want us to come up here and talk and speak like the real truth about everything. Like I want us to talk about music. I want us to talk about the new music releases. I want us to talk about life. I want us to talk about problems that we face on our day-to-day lives when we're dealing with our careers, doing what we want to do, being outside, making things happen. If you guys don't know, I'm in New York. So if you guys don't know, DJ Mahogany, Rama, Primacy and Bling. Who else I want to get on the show? Barreline. Who? Reese. Who else? Yeah, all the girls. I'm going to just make a list out of it. But I really want the girls to come on here and just be open and being genuine, because I feel like you guys are just watching like the aesthetics of girls just be looking pretty and not knowing them. And, you know, I just want enough of the like the basic reels and videos and pictures that you guys see on Instagram. I want us to be different. I want us to like just really be ourselves. Like if you guys had Tumblr, you would know like we was really ourselves back then. So that's how I want the content to be. I want us to be open, to be free, and to give us a reason why you're proud to be. Wait, what am I saying? Give us a reason as to why you're here. What are you here for? Like, what is your purpose? And if you haven't found your purpose, you need to stay offline and try to gather information, try to do research to see what you're really good at and what you're really good for when it comes to impacting people. I might as well talk in Swahili, because girl, me talking English is like a mess. But yeah, that's what I really want to talk to you guys about. This is not really a regular podcast episode. I just wanted to talk to you guys. I want to like get back with you guys, get back to connecting with you guys, talking with you guys, and just bringing inspiration back, basically. What else I wanted to say? I wanted to say, like, I really miss interacting. I miss the, like, sweet little comments you guys used to comment under my podcast episode in my DMs. Like, it makes me feel warm and happy inside. I'm not even gonna lie. Like, I get emotional about, like, little stuff like that because it's, like, little old me. But yeah, I just want the girls to do them and be great at what they're doing, because we're all here for a purpose and you're worthy of doing whatever you want to do. Like, even though it may seem like it's hard to accomplish, it's going to get done. It depends on how bad you want it. If you don't really want it like that, you're not going to get it, because it's like you're not even trying hard enough. Like, you try, but you're failing, but you're trying, but you're failing, but you're not trying again after you failed again. So It all determines on how bad you want it, because a lot of us may want something. A lot of us may want to be models. A lot of us may want to be YouTubers, influencers, and things like that. But you're not willing to put in the hard work. You're not willing to fail a couple times, lose a couple dollars, like just buying equipment. You're not willing to invest that much money in buying equipment and doing certain things to make sure your content comes out perfect. It comes out visually appealing to your audience. You're not putting that work to constantly post. Sometimes you may be lazy. Sometimes, I'm not going to lie, I've been lazy some days. I'll be like, yo, I don't feel like getting up. I don't feel like saying nothing. Because it's just like, you just get in a mood that you get comfortable in your space. And I don't want to, I'm not comfortable in my space right now. Like, I want to get better. I don't feel like I would ever be content now because I feel like I know what I can do. It's just the fact that me putting in the work to do that. Because if it was that easy, everybody would have been doing it. Everybody would have been successful. But that's the catch to life. It's to those who are willing to succeed. It's the ones who's willing to sacrifice things. You sacrifice your late night naps. You sacrifice waking up extra early in the morning. You sacrifice hanging out with your homegirls. You sacrifice hanging out with your man some days. You sacrifice missing out on, I don't know, what am I, like, the only things that's really not important is like clubbing and partying, things like that. Like, if you miss out on that to invest in your time and your work, you'll be in a better position than today if you was to cut it out. Because a lot of you people think that, okay, if I do this and it don't work, then all right, whatever, it's not for me. If God wanted it to happen, it would have happened. No. You have to do things. You have to put in the work in. You can't just leave it all to God. Yes, God is there, but it's just like, help yourself. Help yourself put in the work to get things done. Don't just leave everything to other people. Don't depend on everybody else. Like, just do your thing and keep going at it. Don't give up. Don't give up the first 5 times. What if the 10th time you win, but the 5th, 6th time you give up? You see what I'm saying? That's why a lot of people become successful, because they don't care about losing. It's just that, it's the fact that in their mind, they know they're going to win someday, so they keep continuing going. But anyway, thank you guys for tuning in to Bougie Not In. Thank you guys for continuously supporting me, even though I haven't been consistent. Some days I just go ghost because social life has been taken over. But my main purpose is making an impact. So, thank you guys for tuning in with another episode of Bougie Not In with Wayuma. Love you guys. Bye.